The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life.
With guitar!
947.
Know you're right!
BC.
Number one!
What do we got today, guys? Some favorites, guys. You've heard them before. And you're happy they're back. Today. Blake Scala. Corey Henderson, Cuba, simply Cuba, and Blake Scala talk about dun 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 the bet. Stoked to have this show out here the day after the inauguration. It's in the books. Fixed or not, it's done. Get back to me next year. Tell me if it was any different. Seriously. man. 2021. We're going. We got the Biden. We got the bet. We got the boys on episode 9, 47 BC. What's our sponsor today? Our non-official sponsor, our in no way affiliated today's show, is Bondo. Have you heard of Bondo? I'm thinking 40% of you said yes. 40% of you were like, yeah, I know what Bondo is. 20% of you used it. Bondo is a great thing. Now, we are all familiar with glue and adhesive, right? Now, the best glues and adhesives are epoxies, okay, guys? It just is what it is. A glue is meant to fill a space with no air. So if you need air to dry it out, it sucks. And anything that's not a two-part formula needs air to dry it out. Which makes it work in most applications, but not the big deal, you know? And that's where Bondo comes in. Bondo is a body filler. And Bondo is like the Kleenex of body fillers. Who else makes Kleenex? I don't know. I don't know what they call it. Because we call it Kleenex because that's the goddamn standard. And Bondo fills bodies. So if you want to get bodied up on your car, use Bondo. Now, me and Eric Heinle, who's on the episode today, we're building America. And one of the things we're doing right now is we're building a film studio here in town. Big green screen sidewall, they call it a cyclo something, Roger, blah, blah, blah. Basically one of those walls that photographers have had forever, where there's no corners. All the corners are radiuses, right? So either way, we're building one of these. We got to make everything smooth. And we're using Bondo because drywall mud will crack. And that's why today's show is brought to you by Bondo. Bondo, it smells like it'll get you high. Seems like it doesn't. Bondo. Available at Harbor Freight. They'll sell it to you anywhere, but Harbor Freight's got the best deals. Everyone knows that, though. I don't know if the ads are getting better or worse. What do you guys think, Reggies? Thanks for coming, by the way. Thanks for listening. Really do appreciate it. I see you out there. Anyway, 947 BC, in the books, the bet. The inauguration's over. Will money exchange hands? We'll find out. And we'll follow up. But for now, we have Blake Scala, Corey Henderson, Cuba, and Eric Heinle. Plus myself to make the first five-track episode.
This is the COVID protocol right here.
Yeah. Well, that's what this is. This is COVID. This is a much bigger room than the studio. The studio had a wall here, 2 feet behind everybody. You know what I mean? This is big open spaces. Plus, we got the fire. Come on.
That's cozy.
I miss the arms. I don't like having to hold this thing.
It's true. The arms are nice. The arms are nice.
I do have two fucked up hands, though, so.
Kuba, how's your meal? Kuba decided to eat supper during the podcast.
Dude, I am eating some broccoli and some chicken.
Mm-hmm. He didn't ask you what some broccoli it was. And he asked what? You how it was.
Chicken.
I wanted to hear him say it, but thanks.
Stepped all over you.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm childish like that. I don't know what you said, but it wasn't chicken.
You look like you're glitching out over there, dude.
It's Tourette's, dog.
This Tourette's is fucking going crazy.
It's gotten so much worse. I have to start fucking writing Tourette's jokes now because it's going to start happening on stage. I know it.
Well, you know Tourette's is a choice.
Yeah,
bro.
It doesn't happen on stage for you, huh? Yeah,
it has a couple times.
The only guy I know who chose Tourette's, right?
Yeah.
It sort of feels
like
it
sometimes.
It's
a bad choice, bro.
I thought it was part of
it. No one thinks it's cute, dude. Quit with the shit. Okay? Quit with the fucking moving around.
You gotta stop talking about this or I'm never going to stop.
We're just going to turn him up.
You can do the thing with your network. You're like, you hear a loud sound.
like somebody clapped right behind you.
Yeah. Look, Google was down today 3.3 points.
Really?
What's that?
Crazy.
Eric, bump mics with me.
Do it again. COVID protocol, everybody.
There,
bump mics.
I think we can sync up our tracks with that.
What?
Nothing.
I don't know what that means.
I was just giving a shout out to all the sound guys.
To the MCs.
What do you call those guys? The guys who
MCs.
Do sound editing.
Sound guys.
Sound engineers. Guys.
Audio engineers.
Audio engineers. That's right. That was a moment of silence for the audio engineers. They get it.
So why do we have Tourette's now?
It's just a fucking
Let's
thing.
Let's get back into the meat. So why do you have Tourette's now?
Ah, fuck.
Is this Kuba?
It started in elementary school. I used to have this face one, or I would do that.
Ooh.
Okay. We had a Tourette's
I can't tell
guy.
If you're doing fucking, it for like a, like, you're
yeah,
just showing us how or you're really doing
and
it.
And that little fucking like flap of skin that connects your lip to your fucking gums, that thing completely split and I would just be
what?
Bleeding.
No
but
way.
I couldn't fucking stop doing it.
You stretched your face so hard you split open your mouth?
That fucking little flap, whatever that fucking
dude, that's
yeah,
dead.
I want to say uvula, but that's not what it is.
Yeah, no.
It's a shame you're not a gay.
Whatever the fuck that is.
That's a stiff upper.
But yeah,
right,
it just got fucking torn to shreds, but I couldn't stop. And I would just bleed all the time.
No, I want
to
do your Tourette's bro. Thing. Let's all do this is my prep. Wait, you do it first.
Yeah, show us how pro
okay,
does it.
There you go. Right? Yeah, dude. So that's a 10, right?
Yeah.
All right, here's mine. Did it look like it at all? No. Did it look like it at all? It's good that this is an audio podcast. That'll be great for the listener.
It looked, like, it looked horrifying.
Like that face he made was perfect.
It was pretty good.
We had a guy. We called him Spooch, and Spooch had Tourette's, and he used to bag himself. He would hit himself in the dick. I'm not joking, dude. That was his tick.
Consider yourself lucky, Blake.
Yeah. Dude, I feel bad for people who like. Like
sometimes
the people who have to say
like,
the most
like
offensive shit possible.
Yeah.
I think it's cool.
Like it's people like sitting on a bus who just have to drop an N-bomb whenever a black person gets
oh,
on.
Oh, man, yeah. There's some stuff
that's
you can't have in your arsenal
kind of
if you have verbal Tourette's. Or else you're just going to
yeah,
go
dude,
harder.
Verbal Tourette's would be the worst. But if you could choose your Tourette's
well,
word.
It's not Tourette's unless you have verbal.
It might be worth it. It might be worth it.
Really?
Yeah, it's called tic disorder if you don't have any verbal shit.
So it's a tick.
So you don't have Tourette's, you have tick disorder?
No, I have
like
Tourette's.
Lyme disease or what?
I have a clearing my fucking throat tick. Where just
what's that?
Fucking
that's
nonstop.
Not words though, right?
It's still verbal. If you're
verbal.
Using your fucking vocal cords. Mm.
It's got anything to do with that.
I would
that
say audible Tourette's is what I would
all
say.
Right, but
audible Tourette's. Yeah, let's speak.
Yeah.
I mean, how much inflection are the can you like communicate a message with it or is it just bullshit? Because then it's definitely, what do they call that? What's not audible, but the other one? Verbal.
Yeah.
Boy, that went to screeching halt. Corey, you got a host tonight, huh?
Yep.
Is there any sign of this operation going south?
Because, what do you mean?
Like, is COVID over? Are people just be like, is it going to be a show?
Pretty sure we just peaked.
No,
had like 300,000 cases in one day, like a few days ago.
Well,
yeah, but those are just
if you believe the leftist media, dude. Don't get me started on it, dude. Don't get me started on it. But
oh,
you know, I'm a patriot. I'm trusting the plan. Okay.
Right? I'm trusting all kinds of
you,
fucking
you know
stupid
that,
ass plans.
You know that, dude. And you will find out when you're paying me five big ones.
Are
dog.
We talking about this right
on,
now?
Yeah, on that note, we should probably get into the point of this podcast here.
Well, this why we've brought ourselves to this room. Heinle, do you know about this?
Yes.
And
yes,
Kuba, you know about this. Yep. Now, when I first heard, I thought we're going to call it the bet. I thought it was $100. Was it ever $100?
Yeah. Yeah, in the beginning. Because I remember when we were making the bet, I was like, I hope he bets 50 and you bet 100. And then in my head, when we bet again, I go, I hope he bets 500 and you said 1,000. I said, damn.
Jeez, yeah. Blake. Wait, do you got that kind of coin?
No, he doesn't have that fucking money.
This is make or break. I'm either going to be living large or out on the streets.
Yeah, dude, he's going to be in here getting scratched on the ass crack by your cat
will
in
you,
here, dude.
Will you hold to your... Will you?
I'm like, sticking
to it,
dude.
He's doing it, dude.
What if like all the votes are blockchained or something crazy happens?
I don't know.
Let's give him the full background here.
All right, yeah. Give us Corey, the story. Give us the setting even, because was I there when you guys made this bet?
I don't know. Is it sports page?
No, after that was the second one.
Okay.
That was the second one. The first one, I think, was at Parkway, probably.
Okay. That one hardly even counts, though, because we kind of overrode it. So.
Yeah, but that was the first. That's when we knew we were fucking down to go to the races, dog.
So what do you mean overrode it?
Because we upped it. Because he was fucking spouting off at the mouth with some fucking idiot shit. And I had to hit him with it.
Approximately what date
was this?
Corey
was like, dude, this isn't up. This was days after the election.
Yeah, dude, we made this bet after Trump already supposedly lost. Like, we made the bet.
After he lost.
So,
yes. Didn't lose, dude.
Bringing it.
Didn't lose.
Didn't lose yet, man.
Didn't lose yet.
I don't know if the inauguration goes through, everything goes through, basically, right?
I think so.
Is that when you're calling it?
I don't know. I've heard so much fucking weird shit.
How is the election determining United States? Explain it to a newbie like me.
Two chickens get into a ring.
So we have a bunch of gerrymandering for districts within the cities so that we can stack up votes in favor of who runs the city. Yes. And then that city votes toward its district or whatever. And that goes to their electoral college. Each state gets a certain number of votes. It's not per population, it's per something else. I don't know how they determined it, but either way, so
what,
like
the electoral votes,
yeah, like
it was population, it was like working population or adult, something like that,
but like certain states Biden like Florida and Texas and California have a lot more votes than other states, like
votes. But then Biden officially get more electoral votes.
He did. He got 306. Yeah, if you watch CNN, same sure. amount that Trump got in 2016.
If CNN is where you get your news.
So
then,
what was the exact?
Yeah, dude, you believe Don Lemon, dude? Sure. Yeah.
So on the 20th of January, no, on the 21st of January, you're saying Trump is still going to be the president.
I think so.
That's the bet.
And you're saying Biden's
I want to caveat it though, because the chances of me winning are super slim, right?
Super
exactly.
The chances
why
of
you shouldn't have made
well,
this
no,
bet.
I'll make the,
I mean,
no.
you already lost.
No, not necessarily.
as far as the vast majority
but
of
I'm
like
saying,
Las Vegas
is that
people
I
who are
put
running
a caveat
books go
on it because it's counting. Possible that like president could be inaugurated in like fucking March, dude. Like, so it's possible that it can't happen. It just hasn't happened fucking forever.
He would have to
forever.
Have some lawyer stuff going on that none of us know about, though, right? Because
there's
no
more,
the date doesn't matter. Whoever gets inaugurated next, when there is an inauguration,
you know,
if it is Donald Trump, you win. If it's anyone else on the planet, I win.
I thought it was a bet that after the January 20th, if Trump's still president, you lose.
No, it's whoever gets inaugurated.
See, we didn't really hash these out too much.
Let's go through the story. We haven't even gotten to anything, but the first bet was bullshit, and it was at Parkway, right? And
so
then you guys go to the
sports
page.
Sports page in New Kensington, and we were just kind of fucking.
You guys were just kind of fucking, and
we're
then
fucking a little bit.
Yeah, we're
we're dog
dicking
neck stuff
a little bit,
hand stuff a little bit.
You and couldn't even really call it fucking. It's just
I just remember saying, dude, I would bet $1,000 fucking dollars.
Yeah, yeah. Because he
looked
said,
at me like $1,000, huh?
Yeah. Like, yeah, I'd be like, so one of us has a job. That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
One of us is getting $600 a week.
One of us.
Checks.
That's not even a thing anymore, right?
It wasn't. It was $300 at the time.
Yeah, dude, you're gonna give him your whole stimulus.
I got a job now, dude.
Yeah, dude. He's back on that soap and water game.
That's what you should do is get his stimulus check and just frame
living wage, dog.
You know, because you can deposit it with your phone.
Yeah.
And then just frame his stimulus check if you win.
Yeah. I feel like...
That'd be the perfect way to commemorate this.
I feel like it's possible that I... Well, it's obviously possible that I lose. But I feel like if I lose...
If it's possible.
It will be on like a semantic sort of thing. It won't be
like losing the election.
Like, no. No, that's just what it is. But
why don't... Because I offered Corey multiple times to back out of this bet. I said, Corey, before the new year, you can back out $100 or $200 or something. I made it like that.
Yeah, gave him a buyout. Half it or gave something. Him a buyout, yeah.
Yeah.
I did this multiple times. But then even after the new year, after the fucking Capitol raid or whatever, whatever the fuck that's called.
Yeah, Antifa? Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
Antifa? Yeah, dude.
January 7th, I told him he could back out for $100. He said no. He said, I'll pay you $100 if you pay me $600 whenever I fucking win this bet. So what I want to know is, Corey, what is the scenario? What's going to happen?
That's what I don't get. Like, because we would heard something about
Trump.
No,
you wouldn't.
Well, Trump's Twitter's been canceled, I guess.
Yeah, so. Yeah, no, you would. You don't scroll through Instagram photos like he does. He finds the clues.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, listen, dude. Mm-hmm. I understand how knowledge. Fucking insane mm-hmm. it is. Like, I get it. Like, there's mm-hmm. one person. Like, I'm a QAnon fucking weirdo, dude. I get it. I fucking get it. I understand it. Right?
Some people can read in between the lines.
No, I don't even have to. I just have other people do it. And I go, is what they're saying make sense? Do these times match up? Do what they say make sense? And I go, yeah, fucking makes sense to me.
It makes sense to me 100% that the election was definitely fucked with.
It was rigged, yeah, for sure.
But here's the thing is, I don't think there's any way to prove anything. Because I go and I vote in person, and I'm pretty good at understanding systems, and my vote is in no way traceable to me. It's simply a piece of paper that's filled out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard a lot of weird shit.
There's no way to
mostly track since, that shit since some of those machines were connected to the internet when they said they weren't. That it was all manipulated, or not all, but you know, a good majority was manipulated. And there's what the guy, this is fucking weird, but you know, the dude from the Overstock.com, you ever heard of that?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
It's like, I feel like it came
that's
out
on the internet, fucking, right?
It is on the internet. Okay. .com, yeah, it's not a brick and mortar place. No, Overstock.com is not on a corner somewhere.
I mean, where are they keeping the stuff?
I don't know, dude. Warehouse. Probably Amazon's warehouse. But
how do you overstock a warehouse?
You, I mean, you
but,
do.
You I do. Guess. That dude has like a team of technical people. I don't know that he has his own, you know, thing that he researches all this shit. Like, you know, ex-military.
So he's
guys
interested in this election?
No, he's looked at all of it, and you can see all these graphs where, like, you know, typically over the election night, your votes would go up. They would never go down. They would never go down. But they have data where it Trump's votes go down and Biden's go up the same amount.
Why would anyone think that you? I guess they just didn't think there was a way to
a
track.
Typo. Well, no,
they didn't think there was a way to track them because literally what that sounds like. It, and this is my dumb guy version. A guy on a computer says, "Oh no, flip those," and then they just drag file A to file B, and now they're Biden votes, right? And that's the swing you're talking about.
Yeah.
But like, how would does somebody think that that's not traceable?
Well, are you talking about the county in Michigan? Where the fuck they fucking typed it in wrong and then changed it an hour later.
Oh, they filled out the data and they're like, we got to.
Yeah, but I mean, there's a whole bunch of
zero. It was supposed to be 50,
yeah. That's a good way to explain what they're if you were cheating.
But it's always happening from at least what I can understand one way. Now it might be happening the other way, but I don't hear about it. I'm not even in those. I don't follow that shit. So
actually,
I don't know,
the few times I heard it reported, that the votes corrected in Trump's favor.
Yeah,
but. I think, I mean, if you're going to have a donkey show, you put up some smoke and mirrors, and that's a good one. You know, oh, we did find some, but you know what? It really didn't.
Well, they've been moving the goalpost to where this is the safest election ever, right?
Yeah.
You heard that. Everyone's like, no, the fuck, it's not. And then it goes to there is no voter fraud. And then they found voter fraud, and they go, well, there is voter fraud, but it's not widespread. And they go, okay, well, it is widespread, but it's not going to change the election. So they just keep moving the goalposts.
Yeah.
There
was a Pennsylvania mailman, an over-the-road trucker one, who takes large volumes from one place to another. Mm-hmm. He said he parked a trailer with, I don't remember, it was like 280,000 votes, essentially, in it. And he knows the routine of the lot. And he comes back, and his trailer's gone, and he goes ask the supervisor, where'd the trailer go? And the supervisor's just like, don't worry about it. We had somebody else take it, is what he said. Something like that. We had somebody else take it. And he goes, I don't know where that shit went, but that's not how things work. You know?
I mean, like, there was a ton of whistleblowers. They were saying also that some of these votes were weighted, like digitally weighted, so every time someone would vote for Trump, it would only be 87% of a full vote, and every time you vote for Biden,
how the fuck does that work?
That makes no sense.
Why does it not make sense?
Because whenever it's done,
it makes sense if you want to come up with a story problem, and that's the term set in it, but this is not that. This is reality, and nobody's having a voting machine that's like, okay, that's an 87% Trump vote. Like, that doesn't make sense.
What do you mean? How did that not make sense?
Because I didn't fill in 87% of the box with my pencil. I made sure I got the whole thing done.
Well, no, that's not what it means. That's not what I mean. I mean, they'll scan it. They will scan it, and it will be for Trump. But in there, the weight of a Trump vote is 87%
of a vote. I understand the concept. So,
and then Biden's was 113, which is obviously, you know.
87, that's still an A.
That's still an A.
It's still an A.
That's still an A. A lot of A's out there. And, you know, I think they count the papers, not the grades.
I mean, regardless. And then the, what is it, the Dominion Machines adjudication process where they were, they can, there's video of mass adjudication.
What the hell's adjudication?
So adjudication is when they can literally change your vote. They can change it. They can, because it scans them all in.
What?
Right? No, there's video of it. There's a lady literally doing it. She's showing them how you can do that. She goes, say I don't want Biden and I want Trump. And she goes, watch, I'll switch it to Trump. And she goes, it's, you know, it's a blue ticket, but she switches over to Trump. She goes, what if I don't want any? This is all red. What if I don't? What if I want all Democrat? She goes, watch, take it off, all Democrat. She goes, you can do it. There's like a cheat mode in it. There's a fucking cheat mode.
Whoever named a voting process the Dominion Machine?
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
What the fuck, dude? Come on.
Oh, I mean, in the fucking Democratic primaries in Iowa, the company in charge was called Shadow.
Oh, that's great. That's very cool. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, so I honestly don't doubt it or even care that the election was rigged because I'm making 500 bucks. Big ones is a dollar.
Yeah. Just I mean, oh no, it's down to a thousand. How do we get down to a five from a thousand?
That night, I like he.
You backpedaled.
Well, yeah,
we both.
Yeah, he let me because I was I made the bet and I was hyped on a thousand. I was hyped. I was hyped, dude. And then I went up and did my set. And while I was up there, my legs started shaking. And I was, bro, I wasn't.
Started thinking about your children's faces.
I wasn't nervous because I was on stage, but I got off and I'm like, bro, I think my body's finally realizing that I just bet four figures on this bet and didn't do any.
Your family huddled under a bridge. Yeah, dude.
My girl still does not know how much this bet is worth.
Well, are you socking money so she never finds out?
No, dude.
Oh, that's she's so good. You're such a good husband. Day. You're going to come clean. You're going to be like, look, dear.
No, no.
And she's going to be like, well, duh, you did the right thing. You bet on Trump, baby.
No, what
I'm never
going to
be mad
first
that
off,
you bet
not,
on
she
Trump.
She is not like that, by the way. She is not like that.
That's not your girl?
She's no,
not.
No, no.
That's fun. I bet that's contentious because you're obviously into hope. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think Trump is one of the most entertaining presidents we've ever
had. He's a fucking sure. boss.
Really, dude, I was watching.
He
so
is a
funny.
Boss. He's sure
he's
shit,
so
he
funny.
He sure
dude.
Shit is a boss. That's fun to watch, dude. That's fun to watch. And people always got mad at him for firing people. And I'm like, what are you talking about? That's what a boss does. He fires people until he finds a good one. One that does his plan. That's what bosses do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he got two in his own bubble. That was his problem this year. 2016, he ran a fucking masterful
Was his bubble
campaign.
America?
No, his okay. bubble was
He's
that
too
fucking...
America first. Well, he could be more America first. We won't get into that. Or it's going to seem like
he was
weird.
Running on
People
fucking...
are going to look at me weird.
Biden is secretly Antifa. He's the fucking grandmaster of fucking... Antifa, and he's going to destroy the suburb. It was a retarded campaign.
Biden has to be...
Oh, sorry about the R-ball.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, some you say a lot of retarded shit. So no, but Biden, I feel like is definitely a Trojan horse. They're trying to get Kamala, right?
Yeah, she's unelectable, Kamala. Which is why. Mm-hmm. I mean, she said she believed the women that were saying that you know Biden like you know, touched him inappropriately hair. And said he kind of I don't know if she said he was a rapist, but
the videos of
and she was like, but is that a bad thing? Yeah.
Of him sniffing people are excessive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are like, that's just kind of old guy. How old guys are. I go, I know tons of old guys. They don't, they
My
don't
grandpa
do,
never
that.
Yeah.
Me.
Do that.
Never.
Yeah. And then if someone has to remind
did,
you, hey, man, maybe quit smelling people and quit touching kids on the hips.
Stop trying to kiss these girls on the face.
Yeah. I mean, at what age?
Yeah. Dude, there was a book
like,
written.
Dude, pat him on the head, bro. Give him a pat on the head, pat on the back. I mean, that's what you do. You go beep, beep, like that.
I don't
dude.
Even touch
Sometimes.
Kids. I mean, I know what you're saying. That's a pat on the head is safe, bro.
Pat her on the head to get her down there to start.
Yeah.
Is there any evidence that Biden ever hooked up with Epstein on his island?
When I was 12, he
oh, that's
probably,
a good question. I don't think there is.
Imagine if they met somewhere at dinner and Biden goes, I love the smell of a newborn baby. And then Jeffrey goes, you wouldn't believe it, but I have an island.
I have an island.
Dude. Mm-hmm. I'm 100% in that. I feel that with my bones, dude.
What?
Feel it in my soul.
That Biden's
that,
on
that,
the island.
Like, dude, it sounds fucking wild, and I get it. I get it. Like that the world is ran by pedivore Satanists. Sure.
Yeah. It does sound a little wild, but I'll tell you what, it's not that like far. It's so funny. The older I get, the more I'm thinking, yeah, some of that's going on.
Child,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, some of that is like going. I don't think it's like. It's like what the Stonecutters in The Simpsons, you know, where they're like, Mr. Burns is really in charge or whatever of how the world turns out. But I do think that there's some people who do some weird ass shit who are very powerful, obviously. You know what I mean?
There's people committing genocides all over the world at the moment.
Nothing wrong with that.
Crazy people. There's child soldiers who are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's take a bet. How long is it going to take before the lady takes over the White House?
Hopefully never, dude.
Oh, will Biden make it a full term? Is that how about that's the over under?
I thought he'd be done.
No,
by
he
now,
has
honestly.
To. I guess from what I've heard, the way it works is that he has to be in there for 2 years. If he is not in there for 2 years, then they
Trump
have
comes in and you win
no,
the bet.
No. I can't go back on the bet. I can't go back.
I feel like if that happens, you've got to give him the money back.
Yeah.
If Biden dies and Trump is instated as president.
So no, go.
No, I never said Trump.
All right, anybody want to take a side bet?
They're all on the inauguration.
I'll give you 500-1 odds.
There's a committee that they started. It's supposed to be some bipartisan committee that I guess looks at the mental capacity or can a president, are they fit to do their job, right?
Right.
And it's supposed to be bipartisan and it's supposed to be able to look at the president, I guess, objectively and figure out if he can run the country or not. And when that happened, they thought that Pence. Because you need like the VPs sign off
Pence
on it.
Is so funny.
Yeah, Pence is a fucker.
He's hilarious, dude. He's just
dude. Hilarious. Pence has raped over 182 kids.
How do you know?
I don't know. I just heard it, and I'm thinking it's true. And he's eight. He's ate a number of them. I don't know how true
he
that
ate
is.
A number.
I don't know how true that is. That's probably not true.
Even any amount of kids, a number of kids.
I don't know.
What's the correct
one?
Amount
is still
he
a
sacrifices
number,
kids. I don't think he rapes them.
Yeah, some people have morals, dude. Somewhere I'm not gonna rape the kid.
Pence is just a really weird, goofy, like self.
Yeah.
What do you call that? Not an extrovert, introvert. There you go. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's a wild guy. But
he's wild.
He's dude. He's wild.
That's what they used to call him. Old Wild Pence.
Yeah.
Always raping. Yeah.
Just being real quiet.
Wild cat.
So this committee, it's supposed to be some. I guess some branch of government plus a VP sign off, then the VP can usurp the president, right? So
it's not auto. It's not an autofill before 2 years.
No. So and I've never even heard of that.
How's that happened in the past? We've definitely had a president who's died before 2 years.
Yeah, you're right. I'm trying to think.
Kennedy wasn't 2 years.
No. What's it?
I don't know.
Fucking Pierce, Taft. I don't know. One of those fucking dudes.
I don't know. I think.
There's
supposedly another election. I don't know how true this is.
Really?
I literally know zero research, but so but if it's after
bets,
if it's after 2 years, right, then she gets to be the president and she can run for two more terms. She could be 10 years in office.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's happened for before. Sure. That's already happened. Ford or
Truman.
So
that's
during
that's
World
wild.
War II.
Somebody
he served 3 terms or 4 terms.
Okay, but that was not by election. It was two
FDR
elections.
That served 4 terms.
Two elections in an autofill, right?
Didn't Trump declare war and then just.
Kuba, I don't know why, but your channel's not coming on. Talk to your mic.
Hello.
Oh, shit! Have we not heard Kuba this whole podcast?
He hasn't said shit.
He's been over there eating his fucking chicken and broccoli, dude.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Now try it. I'm hearing noise.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
There it is.
Now?
Yeah.
All right.
I know I heard you at the beginning, but whatever. You were eating your dinner most of the time. What did you bring? Did you bring some home-cooked food?
I brought broccoli with feta cheese.
Feta.
And I brought chicken crusted and almonds.
Yeah, and I wanted to hear him say chicken again, and you almost ruined it a second time. But he said it perfect. God damn it, I lost your mic.
Chicken crust.
Dude, something's wrong with your cord. Unplug it and plug it back in.
With your cord?
Yeah, my cord. There you go. It's making noise now, but unplug it and plug it back in.
Originally, Corey was saying that Trump was just going to have the military come in and they were just going to arrest everybody.
Hey, dude, the military's already there, big dog.
Yeah, my brother's down in D.C., National Guard.
What's he doing, dude? Breaking in the Capitol?
He's National Guard.
There are
big dog shit.
He's not going to be shit.
And I'm not saying I believe it, but there are people who say that they want people to bring guns to the Capitol because that will allow Joe Biden to pass anti-gun legislation. He's already got Kamala, who's been locking people up for anything she can for the last 20 years. So,
but I don't know. That committee, though, what they said was they thought it was for Trump originally, but they're like, Pence isn't going to fucking roll on Trump, dude. And they go, but it could be for Biden because obviously Biden has mental decline. Everybody knows that.
For sure.
So, like, Kamala would absolutely say that he's not fit for office.
No, she won't. Somebody else, the senators or something will all say it in like a, you know what I mean?
Well, with this committee, it has to be the VP and like this other.
You know what? The smart move is to get the Republicans to say it and then to go along with it. If you're a Democrat senator, you get the Republicans to call Biden unfit, and then you're like, I mean, we hate to admit it because he's our guy, but
dude's nobody's guy, dude. I got
that's so funny, but bro, it's true.
You need 21,000 National Guard to guard you, and you're the most popular president ever. You're the most popular president ever, and you need 20,000 armed military people to guard you. What the? That makes no fucking dude. You know his inauguration is 80%.
So are you saying
virtual dog?
Are you saying you agree with the accoutrement of troops? Then does that make? Is you saying it's a sensical number to have a lot of people?
What'd you say is digital, Corey?
Digital virtual. Corey? That was his DJ.
Virtual. Name. What's gonna be
his inauguration?
Whose inauguration? Who's getting inaugurated?
he's mind.
Well, it's not. It's not knowingly Trump's, right? So it is Biden's inauguration.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, letting you know? Slowly come to terms with the fact that you got to pay
me. No, I won't, dude. Now what?
Wait, hold up. You won't pay me or you won't come to terms with it at any point?
No, I won't come to terms with it. There's no way Biden won. There's absolutely no way Biden won.
That wasn't the bet, though.
I know. I'm not saying that. I'm going to pay you. If I lose, 40 million votes, if I lose, I'll pay you 100%.
All right.
And I'll probably pay you in a lump sum because I got it. And you are going to be struggling if I win. And that's another win for me.
So you're saying it was worth it?
Yeah, sure. Sure. Oh, and you know what else I wanted to do? All the people that were shitting on me when I was saying this, and I just said,
remember this.
Just remember this. Remember. I love when we take a moment out of our day and just remember, really soak up the moment, dude. When you were high and mighty, we're high and mighty on your horse, dude. And then I fucking come down and shit on you, bro. It's gonna be nice.
It will be super. I mean, it will be one of the most epic bet wins of all time.
Oh yeah, if he wins for sure.
There is
Oh yeah, we didn't tell them the other thing we added to the bet.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because realistically, my chances of winning are astronomical, right? At least
astronomically slim. No, you mean?
Yeah, like optically though, right? Like from what I think to what normies think,
right?
Right. So I think it's a very, very, very strong possibility that
Blake wins.
No, that I win.
Oh,
but still, Blake is on the side of seeming objectivity and pragmatic thinking. Sure. So I get what you're like. I get it.
I just don't understand. I never understood how a machine that fought a guy for 3.5 to 4 years would all of a sudden turn around and support him and have a investigation, you know, like into him winning. All they did was investigate how to get him out of office for his entire presidency. So why would they investigate how to get him into office all of a sudden?
Obviously he was an outsider. I mean, dude, do you think I liked Trump when I got in? I didn't give a fuck. No, I was a Bernie guy, dude.
You were a Bernie dude?
I was a fuck. In 2016,
you were a Bernie bro. Yeah.
Bro, in 16, I was hardcore Bernie,
two
dude.
Two Bernie bros.
Hardcore Bernie bro. I had a framed picture of Bernie.
Would you like it? Yeah. That is amazing.
Yeah, dude.
How in the your fuck cubicle? Did you flip?
My girl got it, and I was like, fuck yes, dude.
Signed?
Yes.
Signed?
Yes. Take away my
not
student
signed.
Loans.
Not signed.
Because I'm not making any money, and, you know, I want people to give me free shit because I agreed
hard,
to go
dude.
To college and spend all this money. Now I don't want to pay it because I work at Chili's. Nope.
Yep.
You got to pay it.
I'm
sorry.
Honestly not on the student debt relief thing. And all for selfish reasons because I didn't go to college.
Yeah.
But didn't go specifically because I was scared of student loans.
That's true.
I was like, I do not want these fucking loans. I don't want to pay it off. So
someone told me you were a fucking engineer, dude.
What is my... Yeah, I was. I was a software engineer. I didn't go to college, though. I'm just fucking smart like that.
No.
Yeah, dude. Now he's a dishes engineer.
Yeah. That's fucking right, dude.
Oh, always got soft hands. That's
shit. Yeah, dude. Dial it back.
This is
huh?
the shit, dude. I'm making $15 an hour. I don't want to hear it.
Okay. Right. You don't have to hear it.
Living wage.
Living
that's
wage.
Cool, dude.
That's sort what Bernie wanted.
Living
you to
hours.
Have.
Do you work full time? Yeah.
No.
Not a living
that's
wage.
What some people
not
call
a
it.
Living wage. Is it part time?
Some
know.
People call yeah. it.
I don't know.
Anyway, I don't even know what the fuck I was saying.
Why don't you software engine anymore?
Oh, it's miserable.
Were but dishes, now that's something.
Well, when so I'm on dishes, I can just
I'm not
sit
putting,
back there.
I'm sorry, I should, I'm not putting
I think about comedy, I come up
I've
with something, I jot it down.
What did your job entail when you were a software engineer?
I worked for this company called Intermedics. They did like, it was this fucking application that let like doctors communicate with their fucking patients.
Hmm.
And it had all their records on there. And it also did like volunteer coordination or whatever. So like Hurricane Harvey or whatever, our system put out like 100,000 people.
What was your daily routine? Because
fix bugs in the system, add new features to the fucking system.
Yeah, so that sounds like, yeah. I mean, as the guy who knows nothing.
But the part
that
sucked
like software engineering.
The most was that every 2 out of every 6 weeks, you were on call 24/7. So occasionally, I would just get like these alerts in the middle of the night. And I mean,
what was the fucking emergency?
It would just be like there's an alert in the system. Something went down in the system. So I had to get online, call my fucking boss. We got to. And usually it's not even anything I can do. It's just like I have to look at
you
it.
You talk them off the
fucking
cliff. You're like, well, we'll fix it on Monday. And they're like, oh, thank you for saying that.
But yeah, it was bullshit. Sometimes I would get like 1,000 texts in one night and I was just
wow.
I can't fucking sleep. So I would just, yeah. I
yeah, it sounds like you just work for a shit company,
good?
Though.
What was I making? I was making a little under 30 an hour. Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, that's pretty
and
good.
I just started, so and I yeah. didn't have a college education, so it was pretty dope. But
yeah, good thing you gave that up.
Yeah.
I understand, yeah. man. Being miserable isn't worth it, man.
Yeah, it wasn't.
It's
it wasn't
not
worth
it. Yeah, I would have looked for a different company myself, but I mean, dude, I get it.
And dude, 1 week, just, 1 week out of every 6 weeks, I could get texts at night.
Two out of every 6 weeks.
No, not in my heart.
33% of the time, you're always at work.
If there was such a thing as don't disturb mode.
Jesus Christ. I can't even
know. If I put it on don't disturb mode, I get fired. I need to answer the alert.
Sure. Why don't you just get a different job in that field?
I don't want to code anymore. I'm done with bullshit.
He's done with code. And let,
yeah,
like,
I'm done.
Could you write a website for me, though, for real?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, hell yeah.
Why didn't you write your own medical software so you could sell it and be a millionaire?
Well, after I left that place, I went and I tried to start up a web development company called LabCraft. It didn't work out.
LabCraft.
But,
dude, it's so wild because I look at you and I'm like, there's no way you have that in your head to be able to do that. you don't look smart.
I barely wanted to do
that. I'm not saying that you're not smart. You're telling me you're smart.
I stay with my buddy. So.
But you just don't look
start
smart.
A bullshit business.
I mean, and then you back it up by being like, I wash dishes now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, this guy doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
It's because I'm working on that magic upstairs, dog. For these.
Yeah, man. You wait till the night. He's going to go up on stage in McKee's Rocks, and he's going to knock those 2 to 3 people dead.
Yeah. Sure. We'll see. Hopefully,
unless
man.
My boss is listening to this, in which case I don't go to those. This is
your
COVID.
Boss?
No, I would. I mean,
where do you work
right
at
now,
dude? What kind of good establishment you work at?
The bakery.
Hell yeah,
Squirrel Hill. They asked me if I wanted to do the bakery stuff, and I was like, nah, just put me on dishes.
Well, you know, baking blows, dude.
Nah,
you gotta show up early in the morning.
Nah, bro. Yeah. Nah, bro.
Nah.
I thought I applied for a baking job.
I want the job that has like no thought process at
That's
all.
What, I'd like to just be able to zone out.
Fuck me, dude.
Yeah, dude, I'm a suds engineer. What do you want? Listen, baby. I know how to clean. I'm
what's
a cleaning
the
guy.
What's the so dude, I started baking. They were baking like, so you have to take the yeast, and I was like, oh, yeah. I am
no
out.
Thanks,
why get a fucking job that pays well when you can just be making $500 for sure bets with this?
Well, you can't always.
Here.
You can't always
it's
do
true,
that,
man. He plays the odds.
There's only a finite amount of those. You
we'll
can't
find
always
another
do
one.
That.
We'll
so what's your long term goal?
He's smart. He's been playing you the whole
My
time.
My long term goal. Oh, I'm 100% in comedy. I have no back.
100% goal. He's like bigger sink, more dishes. Don't you know
move?
A farm sink?
Yeah, eventually. I want to spend a couple years here, then go to fucking.
Chris Kriva told me that you should not wait because then you have to build
up
from the bottom. So if you want to go be a dishwasher in New York now,
Mm, there we go. A lot of people start out that way.
Yeah.
Because why the fuck do you want to be, you know, headline Ham Bones in 3 years and then move to New York and be 30 on the open mic list again and start off from the bottom at the bakery?
Ray and Colin aren't 30th on the open mic list. And they Ray and Colin, they're not 30th on the open mic list. I mean, they might be if they go to all the open mics.
I don't know. The way
they're also doing shows with Tammy Pescatelli and.
Yeah, but I'm.
You know what I mean?
I'm saying, does he gonna get ahead like Colin and Ray did?
If the established road at Pittsburgh is the improv. You know what I mean?
Although the way I see it,
or who has been doing it for a while and is nowhere in Pittsburgh right now?
Are we really gonna drop that name?
All right, now let's go around. Everybody say one.
Yeah, just beep them out. Can we just go and just beep them out?
Bleep out the names.
He went places, dog. He went places. The roller coaster's coming back down the hill now, but he went places.
And came right back.
Dude, it is hilarious.
It was the top thrill dragster not making it over the fucking. Never mind.
Stick me with the sharks.
You're a surf guy,
he's a
guy.
Nice guy. He does have Trump arrangement syndrome.
The hair, bro.
But he is a nice fella.
He's coaching some of the best comics in the city.
I mean, I've seen the guy one time, and it was we won't say who the comics were, but one comic walked up to another comic outside of McKee's. What's the theater?
Parkway.
Theater.
The fucking only place that kills it right now.
The Parkway. One comic walked up to another Parkway comic, and out front, beat him up in front of his mother.
You're talking about.
Maybe. And that's the only time I've seen John Knight was that night, and he just sat there and watched it the same as I did. We both just looked at each other, you know, shrugged our shoulders, whatever.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do, dude?
Yeah, man, let him sort it out for a little while.
Got in a fight.
I wouldn't call it a fight. It was more like four punches thrown and
one-sided beating.
Yeah.
So supposedly he punches LGBTQT, and the other guy whipped at him. He's like, "What?"
The other guy's a Christian. He's going to heaven, and he put that sodomite in his place, dude.
It's kind of nice that still exists. Honestly,
oh yeah, yeah,
homophobia
in the pocket.
It's just nice to have around.
Violence, I think, is what he means.
I mean, all these people being nice.
What I don't like is
she had a nasty clench game. She did.
Oh man,
what's that?
What do you mean? Like, she doing like, Kegels?
Her pussy.
I've been thinking about pussy, dude.
Yeah. Biting. I'm fucking mom. And
whoa.
The clinch game was.
Whoa, this would be bad for him
this
to hear.
Breaking news. Yeah. What?
We shouldn't. We're just talking shit about Pittsburgh comics right now.
I don't think so. No,
the scene.
I was trying to leave names out of it, and I was just trying to. Create Cuba a fun story about a guy getting beat up in front of
you,
his mom.
You may need to actually do some editing or some sort of.
Yeah.
Truly. At least for the mentor part, yeah, I think that would be beneficial.
Yeah, we probably should.
For all parties here, especially Blake.
Yeah. Especially Blake.
Especially Blake.
Oh my God.
20 comics in Pittsburgh.
I didn't.
He ran it back.
Yeah. Like, you said you want it.
I am not signing underneath bashing of John Knight. I love John Knight. He's a great guy.
I've never met the guy other than watching. While we both watched another guy beat
he's great.
Guy up. That was what I was trying to say. And you know what? I can appreciate a guy who watches another guy beat another guy up and almost changes nothing about what he's doing.
<You know? laughs> Like, as long as
the point
as
I've been trying
too
to make
far,
for about
you're like,
10 minutes here. All right.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Exactly.
What's your point?
The way I see it. If you aren't one of the best in Pittsburgh, you're not going to be shit in New York. So why are you even going there?
Possible, but also if
why do you want to get better in Pittsburgh if you can't get better in New York faster?
Well, that's exactly right.
And nothing's really
that's
even
a, that's
both
a valid
more
point.
Opportunities.
Valid points.
It's both it's fires. What it is it's like.
Some and you're saying if you're not the best in Pittsburgh, so you in your mind you have, I am not going to be the best in Pittsburgh. I'm not. You got to change your mindset.
Change your fucking mindset.
You got to be like David Goggins, dude.
But a lot of people say if you want to be the best, you have to train with the best, and then you'll rise to their level. But then, like, yeah, I've heard, and it's not that there's any parallel, but they say in jiu-jitsu that it's smart to just beat up people who suck.
But
like, you get way better, way faster if the other guy
but
doesn't know what he's doing.
But as far as opportunities and shit go, it might not even be more opportunities because exactly. I'm going to have to pay $2,500 in fucking rent or whatever up in New York.
Well, not only that, but you'll have to pay.
Or open mic fees.
Yeah, you'll have to pay to be on the open mic. You'll have to literally have to pay $5
dish money,
to be on the open mic.
Exactly.
It's going to dry up, dude.
Here I work fucking 30 hours a week and I have more than enough money.
It used to be that
Well, sometimes you have to take a risk in yourself. You got to invest in yourself.
Eventually, I have about $2,000 right now.
You're
going
to have to go someplace where you can't wash dishes, dude. You're going to have to go someplace like that. Where you can't
what's great about
really
what,
heals to Jesus, you know?
But what's great is what, since you're not, like you have a versatile skill set, you can get a job no matter where you move. You know what I mean?
Versatile skill set.
You do. You
dishwasher.
Get computer engineer if you can bite the bullet and do
I'm
what
never
you
doing
hate.
That again.
All right, well then fuck it. You can wash dishes in any fucking city. Just like me, yeah. I can do construction in any city. You know what I mean? Like they're always
but anyone
have dishes,
can wash dishes in any
built.
City. That's the problem.
Well,
it's not a skill that's in demand whatsoever.
Yeah, that's true. But being at work on time is a skill that very few can manage.
I didn't. I was late today.
You got me.
I need a place that doesn't care about, you know.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things about my job.
Punctuality.
Was I wanted to be my own boss so I could do comedy. And this year, it's been a total waste. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I could have just been, I don't know, like I always have started work at 10 o'clock in the morning on site because I wanted to go to comedy all night, but the night before and do performance. There's no fucking performances in COVID and all this bullshit.
Think about the people who moved to New York though. Like this is my year. This is, they just signed their fucking lease on their super expensive place. And then,
yep.
Dude, I remember on New Year's, my goal was to do more travel for comedy this year. That was my goal. I was like, this year, I'm going to go do the Erie stuff. I'm going to do the Ohio stuff. I'm going to do the fucking West Virginia stuff.
You travel a lot more to Parkway, probably.
And that's exactly cool. It. I've driven to Parkway Theater. That's a whole 30-minute drive. And that's not even consistent. Because the goddamn government.
Well, it's more consistent than anybody else in the city, right?
Well, that's true. That's true. But I don't know. I think it's all dialing back after you lose the bet, people will just like try to return to normal so they feel happy.
Who has always showed up to Parkway besides you and Trevor? Besides
me?
You,
Stooge, probably.
I wouldn't say that Corey always shows up. You're like usually a half hour late at least.
Yeah, no, but that's still it's valid. I always show up. I always show up.
Yeah, at least a half hour late. And you're
not at least, dude. You're right. I've probably only been on time like 3 times, but. You know,
you're on white people time, man.
Given it, you know, it's minimum
Sky
7 out of 10
again tonight.
Yeah, he's gonna go.
Sky's built for hosting. I think
he did about 35 minutes.
Great, great, dude.
Did 5 in between.
That's good. I'm fucking psyched for that.
That's good. I'm fucking psyched for that.
Yeah, he's
hold on. He's hosting tonight.
No, he's gonna help me.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, Trevor's out. Is Trevor alive still?
I don't know. I think he's doing his own gig right now.
He's going to help Corey, aka open the show and do 70% of the intro.
Yes.
I don't know. I think Sky's good at it. I think that Aaron and
Jackie.
I think they love Sky also, so that helps quite a bit. All right. Well, never mind then. It's a good thing this is not an audio podcast.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. He's winking, ladies and gentlemen. He's winking.
Do they love me more? Yes.
Do they?
But that's like most people, you know? I'm better. I'm better than most people, Blake, and you're going to find out.
In like what way?
Huh? You know, like winning bets and, you know, knowing the future and shit.
He's the goddamn Nostradamus of elections. How much have you given shit about elections and stuff like that,
and also,
like in prior years?
Zero. Other than Bernie,
how was
16? Zero.
So were you on Trump train in 16?
No.
You didn't even give a fuck?
Didn't give a fuck. I was worried. I remember like when he got elected, I was like, oh, fuck. But I didn't want Hillary at all.
I was too. I was worried.
Why? I cannot understand why. I feel like you're lying.
I'm not lying.
You were a Bernie supporter?
Yeah.
This is crazy. It's crazy because they're like polar opposites is what people would call those two things.
But there's a ton of people
you
that are like...
You in socialism, like dude?
Well, you know, like most people, I didn't know what socialism really was. And I think if you put democratic in front of it, then it sounds cool. And it sounds, you know, like you're helping out people and you're empathetic and, you know, no one should go hungry and everyone should get free everything. But that's not how it fucking works, dog.
It always ends up
people
with
don't understand
food
about companies,
and
that was another thing. It was like when you see any. I was working at one place, and I would see how much something would sell for, like the end product, and then I would look at how much I made, and I'd be like, "This one job, they're making fucking $50K on this job," and I go, "I'm getting paid like $12 an hour," and I'm like, "This is they could definitely give us more."
Yeah,
they could 100% give us more. The thing is, I didn't know about overhead and payroll and if you
taxes.
Know what I mean? And if shit goes under, I have no risk. I took none of the risk.
None.
I just don't have a job. They're fucking in debt for God knows how
They're
long.
They're bankrupt.
You know what I mean? So you just it's
I don't know, dog. Fucking bakery's paying me $15 an hour, so I think they could have swung a few more dollars your way for sure.
It's well that's a little bakery. How many employees do they have?
Yeah, if you fucking upcharge a croissant to $20.
Yeah.
That's the thing that makes me sick is like the margins that are set now for businesses to be successful are excessive. Like we watch Shark Tank, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay,
dude,
Sharks.
Discovery
Shark. I'd like to propose an idea. We're gonna have a show where the only way to make a profit is to have Chinese people make your stuff and have a 75% margin.
Yeah.
It's really what it is.
And
the sharks
lose,
are like,
you lose 95% of your company.
You know you have to give up some of your company even to go on that show.
What?
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
No,
yeah, you
don't.
Do. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, the equity in
why would
the
they just give you
the
free fucking
company.
Promotion?
I guarantee
like that,
you,
you, know?
You might have to pay, I guess, but I don't know if they give up part of their company.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was.
Because some of these companies aren't even openly I don't know. Yeah, you could be. I don't have my damn keyboard doesn't work, and Corey's our Jamie, and he's he's not.
No thanks.
This is only. I'm on
you think this guy's gonna look up facts? So.
Yeah, exactly.
He runs
yeah,
out of fucking.
I haven't yet, and I won't start now, dude. I'm going on feeling, and I feel that that's wrong, dude.
That might be totally wrong.
Yeah, the keyboard is the wrong
There's
guy.
There's always a disclaimer. I don't know shit. I don't know. I'm probably wrong, but you know.
Yeah.
Do you have Chromecast on
Chromecast?
This TV?
Yeah,
Chromecast.
Do you have Crumpcast?
Trumpcast?
Yeah. Chromecast.
No, I don't know what that. I mean,
on Google Crash.
Cuba, do you have
Chromecast?
Are you trying to like broadcast your phone to the TV? Is that what you're trying to do? No, dude. But the time it would take Jamie to figure that out would fucking.
Why don't we get the fucking code over?
Yeah, dude. Why doesn't Johnny Mnemonic get over there and fucking start hitting the keys?
Yeah.
Man.
Binary Blake, get over there, dude. Start writing some code, baby.
My skill set was pretty narrow. I didn't.
I mean, he couldn't even answer text messages.
He was in charge of notifications. He was the guy who invented the boom.
Yeah.
That was him. So every time you hear it.
He can't handle tasks, dude.
No
tasks right now.
Taffy.
He can't handle
tasks.
He's diabetic.
Are you saying tasks?
He couldn't handle general tasks.
He couldn't handle general tasks.
He just couldn't.
Is it task?
Yeah, you can't handle tasks, dude.
Why don't you finish
task?
Finish the word, man.
Okay, yeah, fucking. There's a consonant.
It's very important.
At the end of that thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a gradient word that just like went down to nothing.
Task. You got a lot of tasks to go on. Man.
Task, man.
Tass and molasses. Tass
and molasses.
I don't know why you're sitting on me, dude.
I loved
well.
It.
Very rude.
Find him.
Corey, you're so good at shitting on people. I mean, I would have to shit on you if I could.
Yeah, I guess we'll
and
I guess
record
we'll stop
it.
Try
it.
I guess
you know, we'll stop. Kind of a little baby and you can't take it. That's okay.
Yeah, snowflake.
That's okay. Dude, you have,
I have
what's
thin
up?
Skin, dude.
I
don't
Everyone's,
thin skin.
Everyone's like, dude, jokes are funny until they're about me.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
Whoa, dude.
I'm in that
I'm
camp.
Like that, though.
I don't
I'm
know,
in
I'm
that camp, yeah. Don't make fun of me, dude. Don't you dare.
Attention I can get, you know?
That's true.
You know, there was a time I thought that you sounded like Andrew Santino, like right at the beginning. I was like, this guy's got a bit of the Santino delivery. And I just figured it was part of your ginger genes.
Who are you talking about?
You.
What?
Yeah.
No, I never got that.
Santino.
Santino. You know Andrew Santino?
Yeah. I thought he was ripping off Theo Vaughn or something like that.
No, I think like just the tone of your voice, I thought, sounded like
I can kind of hear the laughter. Santino and Corey have the same laughter.
Yeah, see? That's what I'm saying. I think we're going to have to do a side-by-side sometime. I'm probably too bad at it.
Let's compare
audio.
Pittsburgh comics to good comics.
Yeah.
Luckily, I'm from Ohio,
so
I can be in the good comic portion. You know?
You're from Ohio?
Yeah, dude. I'm from Florida, bro. I'm from both shitty places.
None of that
Florida
shit
makes
now.
A lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't
Ohio,
matter where you're from. Cuba's not from
not
100%
sure
either, but he's a Pittsburgh comic now. So.
Yeah, dude.
Cuba's a West Virginian.
Florida,
Yeah, dude. I started my career in West Virginia.
He's backwoods.
You call that a career? I mean, a career.
Career.
Yes. I'm calling my
Jesus
life
Christ,
a
man.
Career.
Yeah, right? Sorry.
Come on, man.
don't bring it on the pod, bro. Promotion, dude.
Y'all circumcised?
I love it. Out of nowhere. Yeah, I'm circumcised.
I was really asking
Cuba. Out of nowhere.
No.
Said, y'all, and you look right at Cuba.
Y'all circumcised?
No, I'm wearing the original suit God gave me.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Are you really?
Yes, I'm not circumcised, dude.
That's cool, dude.
Nice.
Dude, I'm always so curious about how much better it feels because you hear it feels
oh,
way
no,
better.
Bro.
The only thing I
you ever watch porn with European dudes?
I'm not
going to.
I'm not
know that's true, dude. They make some noises, fucking European dudes.
They make noises?
They just sound like they're having a way better time than fucking American dudes and pornos, dude. They
well, there's American.
It sounds like somebody's got a search category.
Yeah.
European dudes.
Yeah, make noises, too. They need to make noises, too.
But I have never in my life used lube.
What?
Never.
It's coming.
Because my foreskin works as a lube, dude.
That's true, dude.
Bro, there is a built-in jerk off.
There is a
it.
Netflix documentary about circumcision, and that's what they say. And there's guys in that documentary who have been circumcised, right?
Yeah.
And they literally grow their foreskin back.
How do they do it?
They put some contraption on their dick and basically that no shit
yeah,
that, baby. That will like kind of grab their skin and
just
pull it.
Yank
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
It's just like a turtleneck stretching
no,
out.
No, it really is.
There's no way it works the same way
it does.
As the original.
It's,
well, I mean, I don't know.
I think
that.
It makes sense. You can stretch skin over time.
I just want to hear a dude
you just
who
hear
like
dude
was uncircumcised for like 25 years and then
yeah.
just decided, you know what? Fuck it.
Yeah,
and
like,
I want to hear his story of what sex
yeah,
feels
like the guy
before
who converts
and, after,
and
you
has
know?
To get circumcised.
You think that hurts? Try getting circumcised when you're 25 and you're horny 24/7.
Mm. Yeah,
you cannot get a boner when
yeah,
you
yeah, because of stitches and whatnot.
Yeah, because
yeah.
it rips.
Who gets circumcised at 25?
People who convert.
I don't know.
Oh
who
God.
Someone
yeah.
who converts to Judaism.
Jesus. Wow.
Jewism.
Jewism.
Taking the hard D out of Judaism. It's more inclusive because
yeah,
you take out the hard
consonant. You need to check out the documentary, dude.
As long as you drop off the hard consonant.
It's crazy. Dude. Like guys that, well, they've ended up killing themselves, but guys who get like botched circumcisions when they're babies, when they're fucking babies, and then the doctor messes up and cuts their dick off.
Oh, dude.
They didn't do a bang up job on mine. Mine's.
I mean,
yeah, this guy was
a rough.
This guy was a weekend warrior on mine here.
He was into fashion, a lot of asymmetrical design.
Yeah, he really phoned it in on this one here.
He's like, he says to girls, he goes, it would have been way bigger.
And shit, like.
Yeah. Dude, that's crazy. That people.
What
people
do you mean
do
on
that.
The tip? You got creases?
On the tip?
Not on the tip. No. Just like in the.
I'll wear the
it's like they
is.
Didn't. It's like a wrinkled T-shirt.
Hold your clothes, dude.
Huh? Y'all want to?
No.
Are we busting?
No.
Yeah. Talking?
No.
Yeah.
Are
yeah
we're doing
it.
I mean, you are, but we're. Not.
If you're on that couch, dude, you're trying to get your dick. Both of these guys want to whip their dicks.
I feel like
right.
Corey's dick is very
that's
thick
so
at the bottom.
Mine.
Traffic cone.
No,
so every upward,
no, it's like a vase. No, it's slightly goes in.
I think the traffic cone is way better. So it's only get half the satisfaction.
Because
every
shake.
Time you're pulling out, there's nothing going on.
I can't.
It's like that pine cone.
A lava
no.
lamp.
No. Well, I feel like I got more trunk in the middle. You know what I mean?
Trunk, yeah.
Trunk
yeah,
in the
I
middle.
Know, I know what you're saying.
It's almost like I feel.
There's a few knots in the tree, though.
I feel like it's. I feel like it. I don't know why I'm describing this, dude.
Why do you guys all have? Why do you guys all have fucked
I mean,
up
not
dicks?
You. We're not talking about you, but like your children's penises.
No.
You
know?
Mine looks like a hammerhead shark. It's like very wide at the top and very narrow in the middle.
I mean, boys, I'm getting
that's
hard.
A shark?
That. I think. Yeah. It's like a psilocybin mushroom.
Yeah, it's got eyes on both.
Yeah.
Which I
sell. When I fuck, I have to go at the side like this.
Every time you get
hit
moving around, Kuba, I think you're going to pull your wang out.
Yeah. Yeah, keep that bad boy in there.
Keep it in there. Are you actually bald, Kuba, or do you just shave your head?
Well,
are you
that's,
fucking kidding?
I haven't shaved for a week. That's the amount of hair I have.
Is your dad bald?
Oh, yeah.
Is your
dude.
Dad? Is there any not bald people in your family?
Yeah, my brother.
His mom. His
beautiful.
Mom
is
his mom's
bald.
Half bald. Yeah,
she's half bald.
On
her mother's
brother.
Side, yeah.
He has beautiful hair.
Wow.
Your brother's a good-looking dude, man.
Does he look at all like you?
No.
No.
He's good looking. He just said he's good looking.
Yeah. Dude, he looks like your dad.
Who, my brother?
Yeah.
Dude, your dad.
I look like my daddy.
Sounds
he looks
like Corey's
like my
got
mom.
Hots for teacher.
Hey, dude, your mom? I hope she's a good cook. You know?
Shut the fuck up.
You son of a bitch, man.
She seems like a very nice lady. His parents make very good TikToks. Very good TikToks. I show that to my girl. She's
You have TikTok on your phone? I thought you were a patriot.
No, dude. That's a fucking Chinese app, dude.
So how do you watch
TikTok on my phone,
dude?
He sent it to me, dude.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Doesn't sound English. TikTok.
No, it
definitely doesn't.
It isn't. It's not English. I'll tell you that right now.
Dude, where do you watch underage girls dance? If not TikTok.
My kid used to be in gymnastics.
Oh, all right. It's even better than dancing.
Yeah. This virtual stuff
is still got those
tapes. Yeah, dude. Yeah, like, why are you taping my girl? Oh, that's my kid right there. That's my kid.
Seems like
just want to film the competition so we know how good my girl is.
Well, your child's so gifted. We're just pointers.
I just wanted to show my kid what she's supposed to do.
Yeah, what the fuck? Yeah. Yeah.
Do you guys have any creepy story from your childhood when you were playing sports that happened to you?
Sounds like you do.
No. I'm asking, that made me think, like, did anybody record you or ask you to rub your shoulders before you went and pitched or something like that?
No. I'm trying to make one even out of my life experiences. And
I hit my T-ball coach in the dick with a bat.
Nice.
Not the same sort of story, but
did you get a hard on?
Oh yeah, for sure, dude. I was rounding third.
The dead silence there was deafening for a moment.
That's terrifying.
Well, we were talking about erotic stories.
I think about this all the time. And
I grabbed a dude's dick.
Him dropping to his knees.
Playing soccer. Grabbed
you did
a dude's
what?
Dick playing soccer.
On purpose.
I thought you were going to say yesterday. I'm like, cool, dude.
I wish I was that open. Dick I hide it. But I was just playing defense. No, I just went around like this, like grabbing his like waist.
Yeah, you were playing D, all right, dude.
I got all the D. I got hardcore D. And it was like a full grab.
Money me with my penis.
No words need to be said. He's like, all right, let's just move on from here.
Exactly, dude. It's like the boob brush, but the homoerotic version.
Yeah,
hit him with it, dog. Hit him with it.
I used to make money with my penis.
You used to make money with your penis?
When I was 10, 11 years old. Right, 10 years old, yeah.
Fucking ring toss at the carnival. What were you doing?
Yeah, I
started swimming when I was 8 years old, and at some point, I was not shy at all when I was changing in the locker room. So I used to bring the guys into the locker, like, you know, the changing rooms, whatever the fuck they're called, like three at a time, and I used to swing my dick up and down till it hits my belly and goes down, and I would collect $5 each.
Each. Dude, these kids have some weird issues, man.
Were these bang or were these children?
How old were you?
What? No, we were all like 9, 10 years old.
How does a 9-year-old have $5?
How does a 9-year-old?
I don't know, dude.
Mom, I need an extra $5 for lunch today.
I mean, that might have went for like 3 weeks, and then I think someone caught up to it, so I had to stop.
Then the teacher came in and was like, show me what you've been doing.
Or someone else came in there.
Is this what you kids?
No, I think I stopped doing it because when I was walking out, my grandma came to pick me up from the pool. When we were walking out, my friends were going one way, we were going the other way, and they were all started yelling, one more time. One more time, and my grandma goes, those kids are stupid. What they're talking about?
What'd she really say, dude?
She said, those kids are weird.
No, what'd she say?
Oh, you want me to say that?
Swinky, swanky, swing, swong.
What'd she really say? It's a beautiful tongue.
Say it in Polish, and I'll try to Google translate it later.
Co ci fagot tam robią, że nie mogę zrozumieć, o co im chodzi?
Y'all didn't catch that English in there, but...
Seems like there was a little bit of slang in there.
Yeah, I like the slang.
No, that's all Polish.
I've always been into street language.
Well, it makes me think I can speak Polish. That's what that makes me think. I caught that. Is that?
I sense a vacation. Have you traveled out of the country? Poland might be your first destination.
Me? No, dude. I was telling my girl the other day that, you know, we might have to move if Biden really gets in. So we might have to go. And she's like, where are we going to go? I go, well, someplace that obviously we're going to have to go out of the country. That's for sure. And someplace probably dope like Poland, dude, because we know how they are at Poland. Mm-hmm.
They're great.
I don't know what's going on.
You don't know what's going on?
No, I haven't been there for 8 years, so why I'm out of the loop.
Why did your parents move here? They just were like, fuck
it.
They
want to become communist Russian.
Like, is that, like, was there an instigation? Was there like a, or they're just like, fuck it, let's move?
No, we all got green cards.
But your dad.
But why?
You told you, oh, no, you told us.
To get a green card, you have to apply for a green card. Why?
Yeah, I'm not telling that story in a podcast.
Again, but you already did that.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
What?
On the one that we were, when he was telling us the, his story, how his dad got here.
No, I told you that in guys, privacy. I'm not telling you that in a podcast.
I didn't say anything. Well, I didn't say anything. Fuck off.
Is there a way to edit it down to... just make up a story about how your dad got here.
Yeah, dude.
And make it...
Wouldn't that be funner?
So, after... When I turned 11 and teachers found out that I was swinging dick in the locker room, my dad got called in. And then he said, that's...
Hot.
That's gay.
That's my boy. That's my goddamn boy.
And then he pulled his pants down and he started.
I don't know how many times I showed him and he never did it. But to know that he's out here in the real world.
Next thing you know,
he's applying this to real life situations.
Next thing you know, it was like foot loose, but it was dick loose in the high school, and the whole high school was swinging dicks.
No, they.
He's starting trends.
And they threw us out of bullets.
He couldn't refuse.
He
couldn't refuse.
So, you Operation
he said
Paperclip.
The only way he's going to get in green card is if they sex traffic me.
Yeah.
So
very cool.
Nice.
Very cool. And you're like, I want to travel.
And that's when you got the belly dance thing.
I'm on the first name basis with Jeffrey Epstein. Nice. Bill Clinton.
He's still alive. Everybody knows him.
What I think was
Joe Biden.
Seriously?
What I think was smart that you came up with
fucked
a niche
up.
Audience.
With blind eyes, I can tell you how each and one of their cocks tastes.
You got some figuring out to do.
Yeah, dude. You've been led astray. You're hanging out with those types of fellows. Those types of high profile fellows.
You got some thinking to do, my friend.
A Klan's member like a respectable child.
Was that?
I'm sorry, I went way over on that one.
Way overboard, dude.
You're talking about how I went polar opposite.
Well, I missed it, dude. Well,
hey, man, sometimes you gotta whip your dong out every now and then. That's cool, dude.
And it wasn't just $5; it was $5 a head, which is amazing to me for 8-year-olds.
And the changing room,
I did not have $5.
The changing room fit 4 people. Including me.
Oh, that reminds me of something from elementary school. Fourth grade,
we started
something called the distance pissing competition. Oh, yeah.
What'd that have to do with?
Also called the Grand P. Great name.
Oh. The Grand P.
Yes.
The Grand P.
But it's called the Grand Pitons.
I was doing great in the tournament, but then...
This is into a urinal or into a standardized toilet?
Was this into one of your friends' mouths?
Into a urinal.
Okay, urinal's easier. It's got a backboard. A regular toilet, you got to arc, and that's a lot more of a high-skill level situation.
Right, but...
This is about sheer power, and I get that.
I mean, we were probably getting solid 8-10-foot pisses. Fourth grade, dude, you got some fucking firepower back there.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I beat this one kid in the fucking tournament. He got eliminated, and then...
How many kids were in the tournament?
At least 12.
Did you guys have a bracket?
Huh?
Did you guys have a fucking
bracket? Yeah, we did have a bracket.
How does everyone have ammo right in the tank?
Yeah.
Like, standing single file?
The bracket's got to be once a day.
Dude, we would...
Yeah, dude.
You got to hold it.
It's like after breakfast. Like, no one pisses when they wake up.
The fucking bathroom break after recess is when we did it.
How many recesses did you guys get?
Oh, just one.
What grade?
You got multiple fourth.
I think we had at least 2 recesses in fourth
at
grade.
At least two?
What?
The fuck? We had three recesses at one point in my life. Three.
Holy what the hell. Fuck else did you do? 3 recesses.
I don't know, but the kids were probably more manageable because they had recess. I don't know. I don't know anything about kids. You've got knowledge.
I have one.
Can you wear kids out?
Well, I mean, hopefully not. Like how you're saying. Can kids through, physical activity, nothing sexual, get worn out? Yeah, sure.
And does that make them more manageable? Like, if I give you a recess, are you going to learn math?
No.
No.
Okay, well, I don't know why we had 3 recesses. Just lazy teachers, then. I've been saying it forever. They're paid too much.
Yeah, they're paid too much, dude. And they're fucking our kids out there.
Dude, teachers seriously work, 9 months a year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they make as much or more than I do?
It's so hard. It's like, dude, you weren't even up all night getting texts, man.
Yes. You know, you don't even know how hard your job is, bro.
Yeah.
You could be getting texts at 3 in the morning. That's what you could have been doing. Now get your life together and wash some fucking dishes, dude.
That's exactly what happens.
Teachers don't even have to make their own tests. Like, the state just gives it to them.
Yeah.
Just go, this is what they have to take.
No, I think the problem with teachers is that there's just too many really shitty ones who are just, once you get in there, you're just kind of golden and like...
Dude, we had a
teacher... just completely slack off.
We had a teacher who was like a home ec-y type teacher or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a total... She was TikToked. You know what I mean? She was so bad at teaching and so bad at dealing with kids that would challenge her that eventually our principal, belovedly known as Blinky, because he blinked, the more angry he got, the faster he would blink, started to audit the classroom, and he told her it was so that he could discipline the kids that were being bad. But in reality, he was just documenting her for like 3 months because teachers' unions are so strong. Like, he had to have a book of paperwork to get her ass fired, but she was so bad at teaching in every single way. And it was funny because the kids figured it out, you know, because she's so dumb that it was just amazing because, like, as we were in class, we figured out what was going on, and Blinky was, like, looking at us, giving us, like, the nods, being like, keep it up, you know what I mean?
Was that a home ec teacher?
It was Blinky.
Yeah, it was.
We had a home ec teacher. I remember her name was Miss Kate because she was, like, in her 50s and wasn't married, and she was wearing, like, she looked like fucking, you know, she had, like, the shoulder pads and, like, blazers. She looked like fucking Carmen Sandiego. She wore, like,
these weird 1980s 80 comic.
Colors. Yeah, and she would, like, you know, 90s. One of these women who would, you know how they put lipstick over their lips, like, above their lips?
But it was like, skin?
Yeah, but it was, like, uneven and bad. I mean, no one was doing that back in the day. And I remember I made a cake. Like, you know, you have your group and you make a cake. But you make one. You make one, you son of a bitch.
You don't do that.
You know, you make a cake. So, you know,
we made it, and then it's time to eat the cake.
How do you do that?
Afterwards. And we find a hair in it, right? And we tell her, hey, Miss Kate, there's a hair in our cake. And she goes, oh, it's all right. The hair will pass through your system. And I'm like, that's kind of not the point of why I'm telling you. There's a fucking hair in our cake, bitch.
She sounds like she was over intellectual. Yeah. She was like, no, this actually it's been baked. It's sterile at this point.
Yeah, dude, she was fucking wild.
Talking about fucked up teachers, I had a sex ed teacher in middle school in Poland.
Uh-huh.
She told me that.
That was her only job was sex ed?
That's creepy.
Wow.
She was kinky.
She was telling boys, she was telling us about the first time we're going to have sex, and she told us that the first time I'm going to have sex, there's going to be some sort of thing that's going to snap on my penis and.
What? That your penis will snap?
Yeah, so I'm not circumcised, so there's this thing attached to my foreskin, and she said that would snap.
Oh, you have a hymen?
Kind of, yeah. I have kind of a hymen.
Kuba had a hymen.
Sometimes those cool.
So I believed that until I lost my virginity when I was like 25 years old.
Oh, so you didn't have
what
a hymen.
What a slow reveal.
You were 25?
Dude, he's like 25 right now.
Dude, I was 25 as well.
No, that's wrong.
Or no, I was 24.
Do you think
there's no way that's
Do you think
real,
the teacher
dude.
Believed it, or she was just being a lying bitch?
I don't know, dude. I mean, I don't 24. Know. I swear to God, she said something's gonna snap on your penis, and that's when you're gonna know you lost your virginity. And I'm
she was lying, right?
Yeah.
Let's take a vote. Lying?
Nothing snapped on my cock.
Because some people are stupid. Some people are just stupid. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. Sometimes they just say things that they think will believe that'll help you in the long run, but it's not
that's
really
liar.
A real thing. It's not lying.
It is a lie. Oh, his penis didn't snap.
Well, I mean, not his
yet.
Penis.
Maybe do you guys have any pedo teachers?
We definitely have pedo teachers.
Wait, three at my tiny little
Let's do a little roll call first. How many school districts we had? You went to some school district that none of us went to, right?
I did go to school. What is this
Did
question?
Any of you guys go to the same school district?
No.
So we have five.
Eric, where are you from?
Poland, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
South Africa.
Are you from Pittsburgh?
Yeah, Pittsburgh.
So we have five.
So you're the only one from Pittsburgh.
No.
Newcastle, 40 minutes away.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, I guess you are the only one from Pittsburgh. Anyway, we have five school districts. Of the five school districts, who had teachers that were fucking the kids or doing something like that?
I did.
Oh, yeah,
I
did.
Did you get fired because he had kiddie porn on his laptop?
Was it local, though, or was it just random shit?
Yeah, was it
Yeah, was it locally sourced?
No, I mean, was he fucking the kids he was teaching?
No, fucking the kids.
Or doing something silly with him.
My school, we had one teacher who was inappropriate touching, they canned him. We had another guy who was fucking a former student, they canned him because it started when she was still a student.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But then we had this one student teacher in eighth grade, and my friend from my lunch table, Derek, fucked this student teacher, and they just sent her to another school. She didn't get fired. Like, she's a teacher now.
That's how shit worked before the internet. Because
she was also hot, and we were like, Derek, how did you?
How did he do it?
He's just like, dude, you just got to know how to talk to him, dude. I don't know. he's like 12 years old. He's like, you just got to know how to.
His voice already changed.
You got to say they're pretty and stuff, and they'll just like touch you.
He's like, man, I really need some tutoring, and then.
But this guy got girls. Like, they're. I think it put him ahead of us. Like, you know, it developed.
So definitely in your school district. How about West Virginia, Cuba? Did you guys have?
Well, in Poland, you cannot get arrested for something that's legal. So now,
wait. In Poland, you can't fuck kids.
What?
Oh yeah, that's right. You can.
What?
What is your age you can say there? Like fucking nine.
But so yeah, months? I guess. But what about like you moved here when you were like 11 or something?
The pregnancy counts.
18.
18. Oh, so you were never in regular school here except for college.
No, I just came here for summers.
Huh. All right. Well, so that's one out of the four. How about you? Was there anything going on in your school?
Yeah, dude. We had this one fella who was, I think he was an English teacher or something. And he would always comment on what girls were wearing. And, you know, we were in like seventh grade or something. And this is when words on the ass of the pants started.
Oh yeah.
I remember. And he was like, oh, Tiger Pride. Okay. 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 All right. I got some Tiger Pride. And I was like, holy hell, Mr. Man, what the fuck is your deal? And I remember one time, I mean, this is off topic, but there was a mouse in our class.
His name was Mr. Man.
Yeah, with two N's.
I love it. Because one wouldn't be manly enough.
But he, there was one time where he was teaching, and a mouse was in our classroom, and he just fucking stomped on and killed it. And I was like, oh, fuck, dude! That was crazy.
He tomato smashed a mouse.
Oh, yeah, dude. It was insane. Dude, people were throwing up in the classroom.
Bro. I believe it. There's probably kids crying.
That's the same guy who he, in his class, we took sex ed.
Yeah.
Right? And because we had someone like off-site coming, like not, we didn't have like a dedicated sex ed teacher. And so this guy was like, this woman came in and she, you know, taught us all about it. And then afterwards she goes, okay, I'm gonna give you guys cards, and you can write questions that you guys have. You don't have to put your name or anything, that way you don't get embarrassed.
Sounds
but you
like
know,
a good setup for writing whatever the hell you want to write on a.
Oh, and that's what happened. Yeah. So like a whole bunch of people put some shit in, and she's like, "What happened to Mike? Or is it normal to have blue cum?" And she's like, "What the fuck?" She's like, that's, "No, but you don't." That's not something. And then she would say, like, some people, and I guess this is true, but some people in if you start having sex when you're really young, you don't really know how babies are made, I guess.
I didn't.
But she was saying that it's a common thing that people think, at least, you know, young sexually active people think, is that like every time you have sex, if it's unprotected and you go hard, you deposit a limb of a baby. So you bust.
I definitely never thought that.
You bust in there and you go, that's a left arm in there, right? So it's like Hangman. You have like, what is that? You have like six tries to make a kid. So you could just have a headless baby in there if you just nut it for five times.
Move on to another chick.
And they just keep it moving, dude. And she's like, that's not how it works. She has to like let you know.
This was endemic amongst the
it happened often enough where she had to tell us, hey, that's not how it happens. And everyone was like, what the fuck? No one even thought that.
Dude, somebody started a rumor in your town because that didn't happen in anybody else's town.
Oh, no. I won't say, you know, there's different, you know, there's different types of schools. I was a rural school. And once you go up to the cities, then you get all kinds of, you know, but
I heard a story about a guy who got like a tumor or like a pus thing on his hand or something, and he thought he got his hand pregnant because he was
fucking around, and I knew I shouldn't.
I knew God didn't want me to do it. And now my hand's pregnant. And I'm going to have this hand baby.
Well, that's what, I mean, don't all kids think? Like, I got a thorn from sled riding in my stomach one time, and I go, gonna have a fucking thorn bush growing out of me, dude. That's just how it is. Yeah. I wish it wouldn't be, but that's how it is.
You swallow an apple seed, you're like, oh, God. Yeah, yeah. I hope I pass this thing, because I can't afford to have an apple tree in me right now.
Yeah, but you never see it. No, you never see anyone with a tree or a watermelon growing out of them.
Kids
never
just don't do the research and development, you know?
We didn't really have, I mean, we kind of really
They're
have internet
theory.
To know
They're
that
all
shit.
Theory.
You know? We didn't have any of that.
The world.
I thought girls had dicks till like ninth grade.
They do.
I really. I would have dreams about girls, and they all had dicks.
I loved it in your dreams.
I was like, that's a nice. Yeah. That is a good feminine
Who
dick
the
there.
Fuck? I had 1,000 dreams as a kid. No one's sex organs were out.
Did you see,
really?
You
never had
Dude,
a
I had a dream one time where I remember it was all of our class, and we were in the music room. We had music choir, whatever. And I had a dream, and all the kids were there naked, but you could not see any of their genitals. And there was a girl that I really liked, and I go, man, it's
no,
she's trying to recall.
Because
this.
You,
I go,
couldn't,
man, I hope
you couldn't really
so
put it together.
I know, my brain couldn't even, like, I don't even know what the fuck's there.
Well,
I couldn't
you've
even
never
give
seen
I have no
you've
idea.
You've never seen it.
Yeah. And I was like, man, where's Rachel's fucking puss at? And
they say that a brain, a dream can't have someone, you can't make up a character.
Yeah, there the faces you've seen in life.
Yeah, that you can only have a character that you've actually seen. So that's the same thing. That was it. You couldn't see her boobs because you've never seen boobs at that age.
No, I think I was.
You couldn't even conceive of what they were.
At that age, she looked like me without a shirt on. But you know what I mean?
Right.
But
right.
She had the different.
That sounds like such a bullshit fact. Like, how would anyone know that? Yo, you can't see a new face in your dreams. It's fucking impossible. How do you know
that?
Well,
I don't get that, because I'll read books and I can imagine what they look like in my head.
Yeah. But they're supposed to be constructs of things that you've seen.
But your imagination will make you...
A face you imagined, does that count?
No, you don't imagine anything that you
haven't constructed.
What if
it's a face you drew?
That's the whole point. It's all derivative, is the point.
Well, if you drew it, you constructed it.
Even if you drew it, you derived those things from
something else.
From something else.
Yeah. Okay.
So you can't, theoretically in a dream, you can't just make up a drawing of a character.
Yeah, you derived it from what your knowledge of what a fucking nose looks like. But like,
I don't know. I've never seen a crazy person in my dreams, but I have seen my own hands. And they say you can't see your own hands in your dreams, but I've seen my own hands.
They say you can't read. I can't read shit. There's no time. You can't read anything. When you're in your dreams?
I think I have read before also, because
really?
I've heard that, and then I woke up and I
was that a lucid dream?
Bullshit. No, it wasn't a lucid. I've only had one lucid dream in my whole life, and it lasted.
What's a lucid dream?
Do you ever fire
when you know you're in a dream?
In a dream.
A lucid dream is when you know you're in a dream. Exactly. Said, and I'd listen, to like some podcast or something about lucid dreaming, so it was like on my brain. And one of the key ways to induce a lucid dream is to be conscious of your awareness. So either way. The podcast has got me in the sense, and then I was in the dream, and it was nighttime, and I was in like one of the towns near my hometown, and I was near like an electric plant, and I was walking at night next to this big chain link fence, and I thought to myself, oh, I'm dreaming right now. Oh, that's cool. And then I jumped 15 feet into the air over the fence and landed on the other side, and I was like, I am dreaming, and I woke up.
Doesn't that suck, dude?
Yeah,
it
lasts a little bit.
I had one. I only had one in my whole life, and it was. Didn't I tell you this?
No, I don't think so.
It was. I was in like a mall or a department store or something, and they had like the rack of clothes, but it's like one of those circle racks. And I was like, "Oh fuck, I'm dreaming right now," and I'm like, "Backflip!" And I just did a fucking backflip into the clothes. Nice. Yeah, dude.
You like slam dunked yourself into a clothing.
Yeah,
clothing
that's
rack.
What I did.
You're like nothing but net.
Yeah. And I was like, out of anything I could have done, I could have fucked anybody, seen, went back in time.
That's what you did.
And I'm like, something I can do if I practice in real life.
And that's the thing is you're testing it because you're like, I am dreaming. Well, I better make sure. Yeah. And then
if I'm really dreaming, could I do a backflip?
And then
I don't know.
And you test it. And as soon as you test it, you know. And then boom, the illusion is broken.
Yeah, I had a couple times I like made like a gun like appear in my hands. Or
wow, you have some psycho.
Yeah, it's very
shit
school shootery.
It really is. Yeah.
I had a dream so believable, I thought they were real for like 24 to 48 hours until I realized.
Yeah, I've had a couple.
And then
when
you realize it's not true, you...
Were they nuts dreams that like affected what you did?
The first one I remember was in high school. I dreamt that I made a cut for like some big swim meet. And then I realized I'm like fucking 5 seconds away. It's never happened.
And the second,
oh, okay.
And the second one was in college when I was like chasing to lose my virginity, and I dreamt that I lost that I fucked that chick from Harry Potter. And I, for a whole day, I believe that
Hermione, bro.
Oh, wow. You're a killer for a whole day, dude.
That is awesome, dude.
You're banging Hermione Granger, dude?
Yeah.
For a whole day.
Dude, I had a dream.
Did you tell anyone?
Yeah, you told everyone, dude. It's Hermione Granger.
I told him at by the end of the day, I realized I'm still a virgin, and I went to tell my friends. I, for a whole day, I fucked.
I still got this thing on my dick. I'm still a virgin.
I made up a girl that I fucked for like 2 years and told all my friends I wasn't a virgin.
That's dope.
Yeah, it was cool. Her name was Cammy. She didn't exist.
Cameo.
Yeah.
Cammy sounds like she doesn't exist.
I didn't see, right?
She sounds like a cartoon character.
Yeah, she was in Florida for sure.
I did the same thing because I was embarrassed of being a virgin.
Went down there.
Everybody
and
does it when they're a virgin.
Like I do.
I just avoided the topic.
Like gets it. No, me
love
too. But if I was
skull fuck,
ask about it. I'm like, yeah, I fuck
girls.
Speaking of throat pieing, this mic starts in 18 minutes. We should.
Oh, does it? Shit.
It really doesn't
suck
start.
Suck my dick.
Yeah, we should probably go.
Well, Sky's right. Going to fucking start. He started
he's
it
not
right
gonna start
let's
at 9.
Let's plug this thing. Put a nail in it. Tell people who you are. I'm pointing at you.
Mike Jones. I'm a rapper.
Who?
Mike Jones! Yeah, I'm Mike Jones!
You guys aren't old enough. I mean.
I'm a rapper. I'm coming out of the closet today.
Rappers are trash,
dropping.
Bro.
It's dropping right now.
I'm not gay damn near every day except today.
That was rough
my
to
name
hear.
Is Mike Jones.
I thought you were going
really
to rap near with something else.
Told you I was going to spit bars.
All right.
Next guy.
Zannies, baby.
What?
Give us anything you have to say about who to follow you, how.
All right, let's fucking go to Parkway. You can't follow me.
Go to Parkway.
If you want to follow me, dude, go to Parkway, dog.
Corey doesn't like the internet. I don't think he's in it for the money.
Nope. Yep, like Blake.
Coming up.
I'm
Blake
the dishwasher.
Scala here.
Blake Scala.
Going to be $500 richer in a few days here.
Incorrect.
Corey follows through with a bet.
Incorrect.
We'll all see. But
trust the plan.
Yeah, I don't have anything to plug, really.
Who does?
Go to Parkway.
Hey, and I still don't know who I am. I'm chasing my personality.
That's cool.
All right.
Jesus, that's interesting.
Thanks for coming, Reggie's. Tell a friend. Go back to word of mouth. Once COVID started, I was like, oh, I can't tell people to tell a friend anymore by word of mouth.
No one's got friends. They're illegal.
You can't talk to people anymore. Anyway, thanks for coming, guys. Phenomenal. Can I get enough? I don't think I can. God bless Corey. Corey is running one of the only microphones that's still running out there at Parkway Theater in McKeesport near Pittsburgh, Penn. If you're in the area, check it out. Friday nights, 8:30, 9 o'clock, comedy. They're kind of shucking the jive over there. There's a lot of COVID rules. I think they're supposed to be serving food, which they are, obviously. Otherwise, they wouldn't be open. But there's a comedy night there on Friday. Anyway, thanks to the guys. Corey, Blake, Kuba, Eric, myself, and I don't know what to say. But in honor of the bet and the new president, I thought I would play a song of my youth. Now, there's a lot of punk rock back in my skateboarding days. And this is one of my favorite punk rock bands, The Vandals. That's right, The Vandals, guys. Now, I didn't know. I knew they were back, but I didn't know they were way back, dude. I went to find this song in honor of this episode, and I found out that this is off their album, Peace Through Vandalism. First of all, how awesome is that? Peace Through Vandalism? Is there any better representation of 2020? That's what we think we're doing anyway. I think they meant it ironically. Regardless, in 1982, Peace Through Vandalism was released. And this masterpiece, Anarchy Burger, spat out of the Vandals' ass. Listen up, Reggie's. Hold phenomenal.